So, we're now almost to Redwood Road. And you're in home territory. So you know about the Wasatch Fault, I mean the West Valley Fault System, Granger Fault System, Taylorsville. You know there's a whole set of these. And they only seem to have a scarp of maybe 3 feet, maybe 2 feet. You say they look like shorelines. Yeah, they do look shorelines. They were mapped as shorelines. And at Redwood Road, we see Club Rendezvous just ahead of us before we get to 2200 West, which is where we will turn back to Salt Lake Community College. So as we're looking here, let's talk again about the importance of Club Rendezvous. It's in that parking lot. It's now become a place for homeless, apparently, where it says transmissions. Indeed, we're having this transfer. There's the excitement of going up because, you know, it's subtle. Think about the thousands, hundreds of thousands of cars that don't know that they've risen onto this platform. If they did know, they listened to they'd gone up the platform, they'd see this rise ahead of us with the, you know, red lights, and they'd think, oh, what's that landform? Oh, that's the tricksters. Indeed, we are at the end of our field trip. We have done great. And we are in this whole series of small faults. Well, it isn't a small fault. It's small throw on the faults. Down on the east side, because we are on the Wasatch Fault System is on the east side of the valley. The West Valley System, although it isn't right at the mountain front, is on the west side of the valley. We are in basins and ranges. Within the basins, we have, you know, such complications, largely because it's a complex world. And I can tell, even as I'm heading south, as we're going south on 2200 West, that this is the end of a field trip, and I want you to notice that every rise, every landform, every crack has a story. So right ahead of us at about 43rd South, you have a rise, and you're going to say to yourself, but I know it's a fault. No. You always say to yourself multiple independent hypotheses. Is it the size of, I mean, it does happen to be a fault. I don't mean no. I'm just saying, always have in the back of your mind that any of these scarps can have more than one possible process of explanation. And at Club Rendezvous, it had been mapped as a shoreline. It turned out to be a fault. How did they test it? They trenched it. They could see that the various layers had been offset, and it was a success for earth science. Go forth and lead a good life. This is Genevieve Atwood, Earth Science Education, with my absolutely amazing volunteer with me, Peg Alderman, who has tolerated this many a time. Bye-bye.